Manu Patra alerts dated the 20th of July 2020. Supreme Court has directed the state of Uttar Pradesh to place on record a draft notification with a list of suggested names of retired Supreme Court judges and police officials who are to be inducted into the commission for investigating the alleged encounter of Vikas Dubey and his five co-accused. Supreme Court has slapped a fine of 1 lakh rupees each on all petitioners while dismissing 2 public interest litigations seeking protection and conservation of ancient remains and artifacts which are found while digging the land around the birthplace of Lord Ram in Ayodhya during the construction of the temple. Supreme Court has observed that the doctrine of contemporaneous ex officio cannot be applied when the construction placed by the contemporary authority is found to be clearly wrong or erroneous. Supreme Court has observed that the High Court cannot appoint an arbitrator ignoring the procedure prescribed in the agreement between parties for such appointment. Supreme Court has quashed charges of cruelty by a wife against her husband on basis of an amicable settlement between them. Delhi High Court has issued notice to Delhi Government and Commissioner Police, Delhi in a plea asking the court to direct that the statements under Section 164 of the Criminal Procedure Code, 1973 of children in need of care and protection shall be recorded by the magistrate through video conferencing, and the physical presence of the children for the same shall be dispensed with. Delhi High Court has directed the petitioner to make a representation before the concerned authority in a plea seeking protection of privileged attorney-client communication taking place virtually on third-party apps. Rajasthan High Court has quashed the order directing the state government and NEET, PG Medical Counseling Board, to conduct fresh round of counseling for admissions to PG seats in the state by including additional 89 seats allotted for implementation of economically weaker sections, EWS, quota. Supreme Court has set aside a Punjab and Haryana High Court order in a revision petition which directed parties in a civil suit to maintain status quo despite the fact that no prima facie case was made out by the plaintiffs for grant of such relief. Supreme Court has further extended the tenure of the chairperson of Telecom Dispute Settlement and Appellate Tribunal, Justice Shivakirti Singh, by 3 more months. Madras High Court has sumatō taken up the issue of drug peddling and abuse in the state, while considering a habeas corpus plea filed on behalf of an alleged drug offender. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi police to take immediate steps to take down the photographs of a woman which were posted on a pornographic website without her consent. Madras High Court has allowed all unaided private institutions in the state of Tamil Nadu to collect 40% of the tuition fees as advance fees, based on the tuition fees for the academic year 2019-2020. Karnataka High Court has directed the Union Government to make a statement before the court to clarify whether the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare and Department of Personnel and Training have made use of Arogya Setu application, compulsory. Karnataka High Court has directed the state government to take action against political figures who do not follow norms of social distancing and wearing of masks in public places, thereby violating provisions under the Disaster Management Act, 2005. Karnataka High Court has held that fundamental right to religion under Article 25 of the Constitution of India, 1949 does not extend to offering prayers at each and every place, and protecting a place of worship illegally built on public place. Kerala High Court has set aside the appointment of a district and sessions judge, who was selected via direct recruitment, on the ground that he was not an advocate as on the date of his appointment. Telangana High Court has observed that it is the duty of the state to ensure that camels are not being slaughtered in the name of tradition. Telangana High Court has imposed costs of 5,000 rupees on a petitioner for lodging in Janoon complaint against his ex-wife, with an intention to bolster up his fight in the matrimonial and pending civil disputes. Punjab and Haryana High Court has directed all the district and sessions judges across the states of Punjab, Haryana and Union Territory of Chandigarh to identify one room in the court premises which can be used to produce the accused for remand. Himachal Pradesh High Court has held that the benefit of maternity leaves is available to contractual employees also, with all consequential benefits, including continuity in service. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, Mumbai has allowed the sum of 196 crores rupees held by HSBC Private Bank, Switzerland, in the name of Tarani Family Trust, of which Renutit Tarani was a beneficiary, to be assessed as the undisclosed income of the assessee.